true, then you, I would assume that you would be anti-abortion.
What? Those things don't logically follow at all.
If
why, you're the one, you're the one making the claim. Why would they?
I'm trying to ask you the question.
The question makes no sense. Or the claim makes no sense. So can you tell me what you mean? Because I, that, like I said, it makes no sense to me.
So if you believe in evolution, wouldn't you believe that abortion is wrong?
Why? Why do those two, why does one follow from the other?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would you?
Do you think evolutionists throughout their journey just aborted what? Children for the fun
what?
Of it?
What is going on? What are you talking about? Hunter-gatherer tribes practiced infanticide regularly because of
birth to twins.
It was impossible to support both of them because they were always on the move.
How many abortions did they have?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. Are you claiming that nobody ever had any abortions until...
Can you Google it?
20 years ago or what?
No, not at all.
Okay, what do you...
I'm just asking if you can Google and tell me how many abortions the claim you just made had.
What claim did I just make? Did hunter-gatherers have abortions?
Yeah. Can you tell me what the source is of that or like how many they had or...
I never claimed that they did. I said infanticide, which I'll admit is not abortion. It's different. But like the idea that the reason I brought that up was when you said, how could evolution have ever happened if we were just killing our babies? That's what it sounds like you were saying. When in reality, that was something that happened because it actually increased the... The odds that the population survives. I didn't hear anything you said because I was talking, and when I talk,
I know, but your feelings got involved.
What are you talking? I'm annoyed. I don't know if that's a feeling, but believe me, I'm not upset. You don't have the ability to hurt my feelings.
No, but say it again.
Say what again?
What you just said.
Why? Why do you need me to repeat what I just said?
I'm hard to hear.
Are you not listening?
No, I wasn't. I was hard of hearing.
Oh, for crying out loud. The reason I brought up infanticide in hunter-gatherer cultures is because what I thought you were trying to say is, how could evolution possibly be true if people killed their offspring? And the fact that that did happen... proves that those two things can be true. And the reason they did that was because it actually increased group fitness.
When did it occur?
When did it occur? It still actually occurs.
Unfortunately.
Okay. It's known to happen in New Guinea.
Where else?
Where else in the modern day? I'm not sure. It might happen in Africa, but I don't know off the top of my head.
So you support evolution. And you have an...
I agree with the overwhelming amount of scientific evidence that species change over time.
Over how... What is the time period of that?
Of what?
Evolution happening over time.
Literally one generation.
What is a generation? How many years is a generation?
It depends on the species. Human?
Yeah.
It can be as little as 10 or 12 years, which is pretty gross. Or like culturally we say that they're like, what, 20-ish years or something
like
that?
What is the average of a human?
I don't know. Who cares? Why is this important?
This is the problem. is because you would
nobody has
support.
A problem except you. You have no, you haven't made any good arguments so far.
I'll make my argument.
Go ahead.
You have absolutely no idea what evolution is if you support the ideology of an abortion. You are insanity if you think.
Do you know
that
what a
way.
Non sequitur is? This is a non sequitur and a red herring. Do you know what those two things are?
Explain it.
You don't know what they are? No. I'm not going to tell you because to me it's really funny watching
you
struggle to exist in this world not knowing basic things.
Did I tell you that I didn't know what they were?
I know I'm an educator and that's like not what I'm supposed to do, but I also sometimes life is just too funny to
use God as a lame term. But people like you are the absolute abomination of what evolution is. Because you come onto these TikTok platforms, you come onto these social media things.
How drunk are you? I heard you hiccup earlier.
Oh, no. I just ate a pork chop and then shrimp and potatoes. So, yes, and rice. I have the hiccups. If you want to think that that's alcohol while you drink your juice pop, so on and so forth. I'll call you back or I'll join your live in about, I don't know, a half hour, 45 minutes when I get over this. But I've drank 3 Arnold Palmers. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's iced tea and lemonade.
Perfect. So if you want to believe that evolution is 100% sought after and true and still support what you support, you're absolutely the epitome.
What do I support? What are you talking about? What?
Listen, you're the epitome of supporting evolution.
What do I believe in? Or what is it that I support? I believe in evolution and I support
abortion.
Who said that?
I know it's crazy. You can't
Are you saying it's bad to support abortion or are you saying it's bad to believe in evolution and support evolution? Or is it like super double quintuple bad if you believe in evolution and support abortion?
I just answered it. You cannot support evolution and then support abortion. You cannot do that. Yeah, if you want to just live in this make-believe island of fantasies and how you come on TikTok.
Do you think that evolution is true?
And you come on here and you go, oh, do you believe evolution is true? Is true? And you're the drunk guy. I heard you hiccup, so you must be intoxicated. Oh, you must not be eating well. You must not be doing this. You must have done this, this, and that. Dude, you're a fraud of a human. Fraud of a human.
Remember earlier when I said nothing you could possibly say will hurt my feelings?
I don't give a shit about hurting your feelings. That's
just
not my
give
intentions.
Up. It's not going to work, and it also doesn't make your arguments true. Okay, so
how can
do you think evolution is true? I'm so confused.
How can somebody who supports evolution support abortion? Give me the fucking reason. That's what I want to know.
Why would they be mutually exclusive? It makes zero sense to me.
You don't understand evolution if you don't understand that.
Tell me what evolution is. Because I don't think you can. Because the fact that you would say that tells
me
that you don't know what it is.
Here he goes. I can tell you what evolution is. I believe evolution 100% from all the way back thousands of years. I understand.
Billion years.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say, I've been on your live probably 5 or 6 times. I've debated you. We've gone through the evolution conversation. I've done that. But now, today, you hit a different level. You believe that evolution is true, but you also believe in abortion. You're an oxymoron.
Yes, abortions happen. I do believe in them. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. You support them, right? Tell me how you support abortions.
Okay, let's. I have a rare kidney disorder, and I need your kidney, or I'm gonna die. Give it to me, or you're a murderer.
And you compare that.
Give me your kidney, or you're a murderer. I have the right to use your body. That's how it works.
That's your thought process. I can understand why you're.
Give me your kidney, or I'm gonna die. And if you don't, you're a murderer. I have the right to use your body.
I can understand this now.
Is that accurate? Is that an accurate assessment of how like your right
you
to
have
your
a
own
nicer
bodily
house
autonomy
than
works.
I do. I'm going to take your house. Is that the same thing? Is that how that works?
I don't know what you're talking
about. You
have
a nicer
income. So anyways,
income.
The reason I say that
account.
Is because I know
I'm
you don't agree
your
that you're a murderer if you don't give me a kidney. Nobody
so
has the right to use
my
another
own
person's
feelings.
Body.
I asked you to explain how you think abortion works, and you went off on this little weird tangent just now on how you think that you should hold people hostage over their own body.
Yeah, that's not what I said.
No, that's exactly what you just said.
That's not what I just said. So nobody has the right to use another person's body. I used the analogy to try to get you to understand where you would agree that I don't have the right to use your body.
Are you single?
And just because I die because I didn't get your kidney doesn't make you a murderer.
Are you single?
No.
Are you dating a guy?
I know I'm mingling right now, but I'm not single.
I'm just going to let the chat take care of that one.
Take care of what? I don't know what's going on at this point.
You
what do you want to talk about? I'm so confused.
I'm telling you. We'll go back to the very foundation of this conversation, okay? We'll do it one more time.
Okay.
You are not capable. No human being is capable of believing that evolution is true and still supporting abortion. It doesn't work that way.
Why do you get to tell people what they believe in? That's so weird.
I don't get to tell anyone what they believe in. I get to tell people that they can't euthanize the unborn children. You Neanderthal.
What does that have to do with evolution?
I can tell you're like not a Homo erectus. I can tell that because
yeah, I'm a Homo sapiens.
Life.
So are you.
You don't even know what a Homo erectus is.
Yes, I do. It's an extinct hominid.
When did it happen?
When did they go extinct?
No, when did Homo erectus begin?
A little over 3 million years ago, I'm pretty sure.
And where is the source? Can you provide a source of 3 million years ago Homo erectus became popular?
Became popular?
Became
what does
the
that
normal?
Mean?
The norm? The norm? The normal?
What does that mean?
Holy shit, this guy can't answer a fucking question to save his life.
Neither dude, can you.
I asked you 17 when times. That you believe
evolution is when Homo erectus becomes popular. What are you talking about?
I literally asked you the question. You can't answer it. You had to zoom in on your face and try to make
you're asking. It's like you're asking me to tell you what flavor are triangles. It's so dumb.
You still haven't answered the first question. Let alone do I? I think you have the mental capacity to answer the second question.
I don't think you have the mental capacity to. What? When did they become popular? What?
Dude, that's your whole argument is literally basing your conversation off of like one hiccup, and then you try to make a scene.
One
of it
hiccup.
And you do seven of them.
You're having a hiccup contest right now.
I've had one hiccup in the last sentence that I said. And you try to twist it to fit your fucking narrative, and then you put your hand over your fucking lousy ass forehead, and you try to make up some.
How
fucking
is my forehead lousy?
Bullshit.
What's wrong with it?
It's a forehead. Do you understand what that is?
Let's just assume I don't.
Hold up four fingers from your eyebrows to your head. Oh, and that's exactly what he would do. You still haven't answered a question. Now they got rid of
when did Homo erectus become popular? You want me to give you a source? You want me to give you a source
now
that confirms
that
Homo erectus became popular 3 million years ago?
Now that I've got
that's
rid of my
what
hiccup,
you want.
What else can you make fun of?
You want me to give you a source that says Homo erectus became popular 3 million years ago?
Did I say that?
Yes.
Yes. So, and then I corrected that by what?
I don't know.
Because you're a fucking moron and you can't listen. Holy shit, dude. You still haven't answered the fucking first question that I asked you in this debate.
What was the first... Do I believe in evolution? What was the first question?
You're so fucking gung-ho on a hiccup that you have no idea what you're trying to do, and all you try to do is sit here and fucking come up with some fucking point of view that fits your fucking stupid-ass narrative, and you try to come up with it, and you go, well, yeah, that makes sense. He hiccups, so I'm going to make fun of him and zoom in my fat fucking face and make it make sense.
I don't have a fat face.
Yeah, you do. Bro, you sit in your basement every fucking day.
My house doesn't have a basement.
Okay, what is this? A back room of your fucking, like...
It's an office.
Neanderthal room?
Yes, it's my Neanderthal room. Ooga, booga, ooga, booga, ooga, booga, ooga, booga,
ooga, booga, ooga, booga, ooga, booga, ooga, booga. So answer the fucking last... The very first question I asked is, if you believe in evolution is true, how can you support abortion? I want you to fucking
They're
answer that
not
direct.
Mutually exclusive. It's a dumb comment. It's a dumb question.
No, it's
you
not.
You need to clarify how they can possibly be mutually exclusive for me to even attempt to approach this.
One is evolving life and one is killing life.
Giving
so
birth
fucking simple.
Is not evolving life.
You're literally the definition of incompetent guy on TikTok that shouldn't be on fucking TikTok.
Incompetent guy on TikTok? Whoopsie daisies. I mean, when I do stuff like that, you do have a point. I'm incompetent? What?
I think I literally just solved my question. You're not smart enough to answer the fucking question. That's why you beat around the bush and you go
You're
around
not dumb enough to come up with a question that isn't a non sequitur.
I literally, you can't answer the question. You have to use...
It's an unanswerable question. Okay, riddle me this.
You have to use mental
what
gymnastics
flavor are triangles?
To get around of answering the fucking question.
We're gonna figure out
it's
who's actually
months,
smart
so,
here.
So,
what
so
flavor
stand
are
a
triangles?
Fucking taller, my man. It's Pride
what
months,
flavor
so stand
are
a
triangles?
Fucking taller.
What flavor are triangles? What flavor are triangles?
Dreamsicles. That's what my mom told me.
So you can't even answer the question.
Yeah, no, I already answered it. Dreamsicle.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga.
Dude, you still haven't been able to answer the fucking question.
I reject the grammar of your question. It is a complete non-starter. If that upsets
you,
then I don't care.
Maybe if you have more of a fucking coma over or something, maybe tomorrow you'll answer the question. But today you simply can't. And I fail to fucking waste my time anymore with this Neanderthal guy that thinks that evolution is true but will still fucking support women abortion. You are the definition of a fucking oxymoron that's mentally retarded.
Okay. Don't care. Remember, I told you, you can't hurt my feelings, and you keep trying to. Oh, I'm so confused.